This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Belarusian opposition politician Maria Kolesnikova is speaking out about what happened to her after she was nearly deported earlier this week. Reuters cites a complaint filed by her lawyer Thursday, saying security officers put a bag over her head and threatened to kill her. Kolesnikova then prevented the attempt to expel her by ripping up her own passport. The statement comes after the European Council president called for faster consideration of sanctions against Belarus. Charles Michel pointing out that several opposition leaders were detained in the country as protests continue. He called on Belarusian authorities to free political prisoners and let citizens exercise their right to free speech and protest. Thousands of people have taken part in 5 weeks of protests following the August 9th election, where President Alexander Lukashenko was declared the winner. Opposition parties, the United States and the EU, alleged the election was rigged. Lukashenko denies the voting was fraudulent and blamed the unrest on meddling by Western countries. The European Union told Britain Thursday during emergency talks that it should urgently scrap plans to break their divorce treaty, but Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government refused. The UK saying it will press on with a draft law that could make the nation's departure from the EU a messy end. The British government's draft legislation published Wednesday would violate parts of the exit deal. It prompted European leaders to complain of an unprecedented breach of trust and to warn the move could wreck current negotiations dealing with Britain's future trade relationship with the bloc. We have more international headlines on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.